Hello, this is the Texoma Report. I'm Cynthia Sosa. I'm continuing this series on programs supported by the United Way of Southwest Oklahoma. They work together, improving lives and strengthening individuals and families. Joining me is Dr. Daniel Joyce, President of the Board and Medical Director of Hearts That Care Volunteer Health Clinic. Good afternoon, Dr. Joyce. How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm excited to share the mission of Hearts That Care.
Thank you for coming over. Tell us how Hearts That Care got started.
This is our 20th year. Dr. Wendy Bartanen, she had a private practice. She found herself doing more free clinic and not being the best business, and so she separated it. That started, we've been in our current location at 304 Southwest A since 2007, and we see patients at the 200% of poverty level who don't have insurance. We're able to provide lab work through the generosity of Southwestern Medical Center. With the generosity of United Way, we're able to purchase medications. Last year, we gave out almost $2 million worth of medications. We're the only free clinic in the state that has comprehensive hepatitis C coverage. So I can get the lab work to confirm you have hep C. Then once I confirm it, then I get the medication, which is $100,000 I can get for free from the drug company.
Wow.
And then I can confirm a cure on it. And so right now, like I said, we're currently located next to the library, mm-hmm. but through the generosity of the McMahon Foundation, this year we've received from McMahon to buy a new building. Our new location will be 1313 West Gore. Right now, we have enough funding for 8 exam rooms, but we are raising funds right now to work with Calvary Baptist to do a dental clinic there. We're hoping to have 3 dental suites so we can do full service, as well as we're raising money for 3 opto suites. So working with the providers at Dean McGee, local optometrists, so that we can provide vision screening, diabetic screening, potentially glasses in the future. Right now, there's 17,000 individuals in southwestern Oklahoma who do not have health insurance, mm-hmm. and we have a large reach, but our hope is with Hearts That Care, we can do more. We're hoping in the future we can do some things of maybe a women's health initiative, because one of my mandates when I said if we're going in a new building, I want to make sure we increase services.
Right.
And so
right.
I don't want to spend a lot of money just for a shiny building and doing the same thing.
Absolutely.
We're currently open at the moment the first and third Thursdays of the month. What happens is the patient comes in, brings their ID, proof of income. They come in at 9 o'clock in the morning, mm-hmm. and it's a first come, first serve. You show up at 9. We'll get you triaged in the morning, and then they'll give you an appointment at 6, 7, or 8 to see me at night.
Mm-hmm.
It's a long day, but say you're a type 2 diabetic, I'm going to give you
get what you need.
Yes. We buy you strips, meters, the lancets, lab work. We can take care of it. Now, we do not do any controlled substances, and we do as best as we can for what we can. It's a phenomenal service for the community. The need's there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Wow. I didn't realize all that you provided for those who are not able to get insurance. And so what are some of your challenges?
Well, some of the challenge is just maintaining funding. You know,
right.
every year
sure.
medications get more and more expensive, and more medications come off of brand name and now are generic, and mm-hmm. that means we have to purchase it. And
mm-hmm.
so we have problems with that. We have problems with volunteers. You know, I need pharmacists, I need doctors, but I just don't need those. I need people that have clerical skills, cleaning skills, particularly with our new building coming up. It's a much larger facility that's going to require a lot of effort to keep it ready. Our biggest thing is the labor and also just, you know, keeping money. We keep on trying to increase our services. And, you know, United Way has been such a big supporter of us over the years. And when United Way years are tight, we're tight. Then that's a problem. And so every dollar that you contribute to United Way helps. $10 will get a meter. $30 can cover 5 people for strips. And that's huge. Because, you know, any of the pharmacies, that can be $15, $20, $30 just for a thing of strips.
Some people can't afford that. Some people probably will choose between medical stuff and food.
I'm a former military guy, and so in a lot of ways I'm doing third world medicine at night, and it breaks my heart, but I'm there filling the gap because it's needed. To me, this is my calling. This is why I'm in Lawton. This is what the good Lord placed in my hands to do this, and that's why I'm here. I've been doing this for 9 years now.
Well, we sure appreciate you and all that you're doing and your hard work, and of course, the United Way.
Oh, United Way is phenomenal.
Near and dear to my heart.
And United Way is phenomenal organization. They have 19 agencies, I believe, that are receiving funding. Mm-hmm. Every single one of them is valuable. So please consider making donations to United Way. And I believe in the cause so much that my dollars go to all of it because I believe in the mission of United Way.
Indeed. I'm like you. It's hard to pick just one.
Absolutely.
Each one serves a much needed purpose in our community. And so being able to give to the United Way and they spread it out amongst them all, I love that.
And United Way provides the lifeblood for each of these partner agencies that they need to do the services. And if they didn't have that, it would be very difficult to manage year by year, do their services.
Absolutely. Well, thank you again so much for coming over and talking with us.
Be sure to tune in at 5:44 for my interview with the director of Family Promise. It's the series on the United Way of Southwest Oklahoma partner agencies that work together to improve lives by strengthening individuals and families. For the Tech Summer Report, I'm Cynthia Sosa.